The Bird Show.
Joanna went down to Florida, and it was the first time that she was away from her family.
It was.
At Christmas time.
It was my first Christmas away from my parents, and I didn't really think it would bother me that much, but once it started getting closer to Christmas, I just started getting really sad, you know, because I'm not with my family, and his family's so different from my family, so, like, their traditions are different. Like, we celebrate, we actually do a big Christmas Eve thing and not Christmas, and they don't. They go to church on Christmas Eve, and I don't, and things like that. So it was just different and just weird, not weird, but just uncomfortable, maybe.
Why did you guys decide to do it this year? Because usually that doesn't happen until after a couple's married.
Well, last year, you know, we spent Christmas apart, and we didn't want to be apart again, and he really wanted me to be down and meet the rest of the family, because they have, like, grandparents and stuff that come over, and he really wanted me to meet his grandparents, his aunts, his uncles, cousins, and everybody.
Gotcha.
Let me ask you a question here, because it's one that I had this morning when we were talking about Russell Brand and Katy Perry also. Let's say you go down to Florida, right, and you're hanging out with Jason's parents. And this isn't the first time you've met them, but let's just go ahead and assume for the sake of debate here that it is. And his mom doesn't like you at all, okay? And she says that to Jason, look, this is never going to work out between the two of you guys. You need it. I can tell you right now, do what you want, but it's never going to work out. Would Jason end the relationship right there with you based on what his mom thought? Because that's the question I have for listeners this morning also is, have you broken up with a boyfriend or girlfriend just based on your parents' initial interaction with that person? They didn't like them, so, and you have, they have so much credibility with you that you broke up with that person. 404-741-Q100.
I guess it depends on how long we'd been dating at that point. If, like, we just started dating and his mom said that, maybe it would influence the progression of the relationship. However, we've been dating for quite a while, and if she did come out and say that, I don't think it would influence him because he's a lot closer to his dad. Now, if his dad told him that, I think it would be a different story.
Now, it could be either parent we're talking about here. So let's say it's his dad then. His dad comes up and says, you know what?
Really?
She just is not going to work.
He's very close to his dad. So I think it would just be an issue. You know, his dad's his world. His dad is everything to him. And I do think that it would probably put a big damper on the relationship.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't have so much credibility that Jason would immediately break up with you.
No, I think he would just try, okay, we'll try again. Let's see, maybe next time you meet her. But if it was like an ongoing thing and like a year later, dad's still like, oh, I just really don't like her, I think it would probably end the relationship.
Really? Even though things were going great with you and Jason?
Yeah.
If dad doesn't, then it's over.
Yeah, because his dad just is everything to him. He means so much to him. He talks about his dad every day.
Huh.
So, yeah.
Well, I think your parents have a new perspective because they're not in the relationship, so they're looking at the relationship and at the person in a completely objective way. So their opinion kind of matters.
And I think when you're younger, you would want to rebel against your parents and be like, I don't care. Love is the only thing that matters anyway. You know, but as you get older and as you mature, you go, okay, mom and dad are looking out for my best interests. And if they were that emphatic about it, you'd have to listen to it.
Right.
Can you go help Rush, Matt, or whoever's on the phone?
Sure.
I was thinking about it this morning because we were talking about Katy Perry and we were talking about Russell Brand. And Russell Brand apparently goes over to Katy Perry's parents' house and they're very religious. And they did not dig him at all from the start. And they told her that. They even went public with it and said, we don't like the guy. Just don't like him. But she obviously
he said
stuck
something
with
like
him.
There's room for improvement there or something. Like they said something like unless he started studying the Bible or something like that. Like, unless he stepped up his, you know, spiritual side, they weren't really a big fan.
I'm looking for the person that broke up with somebody just based on their parents' intuition about the person that they were going out with. That's all you needed to hear. And you either broke up or you got broken up with. Because in Katy Perry's case, it certainly didn't happen. But I wonder if it does in some cases. Now, this didn't happen.
Sure it does.
Hey, Barry, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing well.
What's up?
Mine is kind of a different situation, you know. My in-laws, my wife's whole family hated me.
Uh-oh.
Hated me. We got together when we were 14, you know, straight out of high school, while still in high school. Couldn't stand the ground I walked on. So they all told her, get away from this guy. Get away from him, you know. He's never going to work out. Now, that has been 15 years ago, almost. We just celebrated our 9-year anniversary on Monday.
So you've proven them all wrong.
So you proved them wrong.
Oh, it's been great. We have two young daughters, and now they love me. They all love me.
Yeah, I think in some ways it probably fuels the relationship. Like, you guys are coming together over the hatred.
Especially if you're that young. Yeah, if your parents say, don't be with this guy when you're young, like he said, they met when they were teenagers, that kind of thing, that's going to be the first reason that girl sticks with that guy. It's because she's rebelling against her parents and trying to be independent and whatever. But I would think most stories don't quite work out like theirs.
But I have seen relationships where the parents have so much credibility with the kids that you would follow your parents' instinct before you would even follow your own instinct. Hey, Lauren, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning, guys. Excuse my voice. I have a cold.
You got a case of the Carters right there.
Yeah, that's like, sounds like Melissa.
What's going on?
Every guy I've ever dated, I've almost based those decisions now. I'm in my 30s on what my parents think. Because when I was in my 20s, I used to pick losers, and my parents would see right after that. I brought a guy home once after the fourth date because I was living there at the time. When I got home from the date, my parents were like, he's a jerk. We think he's married. And I gave them no information, and come to find out when I called them later, they were absolutely right.
Really?
Wow. Wow. So your parents called him out that he was married. He didn't even tell you.
He didn't even tell me. And the way they figured it out is just how fidgety he was acting when he met them. And I think my dad asked him a question, like, why are you coming to pick her up so late? And so they just put everything together that quick. And I was just like, no, no, y'all are wrong. And they were absolutely right.
So every guy that you brought home after that, did they have more credibility with you at that point?
Yeah, I pretty much listened to my parents. My last boyfriend, I broke up with him. They liked him, but they said, you know what, he doesn't have much potential. He's kind of a scrub, so you may want to reconsider how far you want to go.
And how long was it after that you broke up with him?
That was probably in April, and we broke up in August.
So they were right again, though?
Yep.
Okay. We need
He's kind of a scrub.
We need to hire out her parents.
I know.
Hey, Mark, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
I just wanted to say that first of all, I love the show. Sorry.
Thank you.
But I went to a military college about 3 or 4 years ago, and I started dating one of the girls in the resident dorms. And then her parents had got wind of it, and they had met me. Not only did they tell her to break up with me, the following semester she got pulled out and went to like Southern Georgia or Georgia Southern, like miles and miles away, and has not talked to me ever since.
No
like,
kidding.
Wow. You were bad news, dude.
I'm blocked on Facebook. Some of my friends who were friends with her are still having contact with her, but they're like, yeah, man, she can't talk to you.
And it was nothing you said or nothing you did. It's just the parents hated you that much.
They just did not like me. I have no idea to this day what it is. I'm very respectful. I say, sir, it's nice to meet you, and talk to them, and yeah. Nothing.
Do you have, like, really big, like, tattoo sleeves or anything obvious like that?
No piercings. My dad was in the Army. I'm in the Army Reserves. Like, clean shaven, no long hair. Like, I would think that every dad's opinion, oh, man, he's a great guy. And no.
Can we do an I'm just curious? Handshake.
Yeah, I would love to know that too.
Fascinating.
Because I want to know what her parents told her.
Mark, do you know the segment that we do called I'm Just Curious?
Yeah.
It's when if you don't know it, it's when we just get curious as to things that are really none of our business. Because you're never going to have a relationship with this girl ever again, you really have nothing to lose. Could we pursue trying to get her on just to find out why they hate you so much?
Definitely.
How long did you guys date before you met her parents?
It was a couple of months. I mean, it was well into the semester. We started dating the very beginning of the semester, and then I met her parents, I guess I want to say right before Thanksgiving, and then by Christmas break, things are getting kind of rocky, and I did not talk to her on Christmas or any time after that.
Oh,
I mean, they said something so scary to her about you that years later she blocked your face on Facebook.
Yes.
I want to know what they said.
Yeah, me too. Mark, let me put you on hold. Don't go anywhere, and we're going to try to research this a little bit because now you got us all curious.
Okay.
All right, hold on. I got to know.
Fascinating.
I got to know.
I wonder if they've done that. I mean, her parents could do that to every guy that they meet, but it had to be something about him to be that serious.
One last call. Hey, Allison, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Okay, thanks.
So when I was a freshman in college, so I was 18 years old, I'm now 23, I dated this guy, and he was really, really nice. My family ended up loving him. He came to the house and hung out, but there was just some things that were very shady about him. And my parents realized it, me not realizing it, because I was so naive at the time. And he, my parents actually, my mom refused to let me come home until I broke up with him. Whoa. And needless to say, I mean, being 18 years old and not being allowed to come back to my house, I did break up with him a couple months later and realized it was for the best of it.
They were right.
Yeah, they were right. But, wow. Yeah, I wasn't allowed to come home.
Doesn't that suck when they're right also?
Yeah, I know, because you don't want to admit it. You always want to be right, especially at 18.
Yes, exactly.
And if you're living at their house, it is their rules, man. There's nothing you can do about it. All right, Allison, thank you.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Yeah, that one dude, Marcus, got me curious. I'm going to have Tracy try to follow up with him today and see if we can get some answers for tomorrow.
He said he's a clean cut, nice
Army guy.
Said yes, sir, to her dad. Like,
they're never going to hook up again, so she would have zero reason not to come on with us
and tell
just
us.
Fill us in.
Yeah.
At least he'd have some closure on it, too. But it's really more about our closure.
I want closure.
It's not about
it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get it. The Burt Show. You're on The Burt Show.
All right, here is Pauline. Hey, Pauline.
Hi, guys.
How are you this morning?
I'm okay. How are you?
Oh, you screwed up, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
We will do this from time to time, or at least we have made the offer. I think you're the first that has actually taken us up on it to go ahead and just use our show for whatever. I mean, we don't really like to put parameters on it because it could be anything that you want. If you're out of work, you want to tell Atlanta what you're qualified to do, you could use our show for that. If you wanted to use our show to get advice for a boyfriend's present, it could be anything.
Mm-hmm.
Anything.
Yeah.
Pauline's got something serious, though, because she screwed up her relationship.
Yeah, I just wanted to use your guys' show to publicly apologize to my now ex-boyfriend. We were dating for like 3 years, and his name is Justin. So, Justin, if you're out there listening, we were dating for 3 years, and 2 months ago, he proposed to me. And, you know, I knew I loved him and I told him that, but I knew that I just wasn't ready. I was still at this kind of immature phase in my life. And I don't know. It's a scary thing, you know, to commit to someone for life. And so I told him no, but that I did love him and I wasn't ready. And he was devastated. And for 2 weeks, he just didn't talk to me. And he had told me before, you know, we left that night that, you know, he just needed some time. And so, so, you know, and I knew that I had damaged the relationship. I didn't know to what extent, but, you know, he didn't talk to me for 2 weeks. So during that 2 weeks, I would, you know, hang out with my girlfriends, try to get my mind off of it. And one night we went to a bar and we were drinking, and I ended up hooking up with this random guy. And, you know, it didn't mean anything. It was a one-night stand. I never talked to him again. 2 weeks later, Justin, he wants to work it out now. He comes back in the picture, and of course, that's what I've wanted all along, so I don't tell him about the guy because, you know, it was a one-night stand. I had just forgotten about it. It meant nothing, and, you know, we're trying to work it out. A few weeks later, one of my girlfriends that was at the bar with me that one night tells him about the guy, the random guy that I hooked up with. And
Royal biatch.
Yeah, she should be on apologizing to you, but go
ahead. Yes.
Yeah, I know. I haven't talked to her since then either.
I bet.
Anyway, but so when Justin approached me about it, I got defensive, you know, and at that time I believed, you know, well, for those 2 weeks, we kind of weren't together. He wasn't talking to me at all. I thought I completely ruined everything. I'd been drinking, you know, all this stuff. And at that time, I completely believed what I just said. But, you know, now it's been a month and a half since we've talked because, you know, after that argument, he just stopped talking to me, period. And it's been a month and a half, and I just realized that I'm completely wrong. I should have told him. I honestly should have just accepted the proposal 2 months ago to start with. But, you know, and so I know that he listens to the show. I've tried calling him. I've tried emailing him. Nothing. Even his Facebook has, like, no updates, you know, in the past, like, month. So I don't know if he's getting any of my messages on there. But I do know that he listens to your guys' show at this time. So I figured this is probably my best shot for him to hear me.
Wow.
So, Justin, I just want you to know that I'm so sorry and that I love you so much and that if you were to propose to me right now, I would completely accept. Like, I've just realized that you're the only person I want. After everything that's happened, you're the only one that I want. And I hope, I pray that you're listening to the show right now.
Wow.
I mean, I guess that's it. I was wrong.
Well, you were on a break. It's 2 weeks.
Well, yeah.
I mean,
I'm with you guys, but that's not the way he sees it.
That's not the way he sees it.
Was there an official break? Was there an official, like, I don't want to see you anymore? Was that ever said, or was it he was so hurt that he couldn't even talk to you?
He was so, like, literally the car, we had obviously, he had done it downtown, and so we were on our way home in the car, and he just was silent the entire way home, dropped me off at my house, said nothing. I tried to kiss him goodbye, nothing. Like, kind of, he let me kiss his cheek, and it was the coldest I've ever seen him. No words. So, I mean, how else could you read that? You know what I mean? I figured I totally screwed up.
At least in his mind, you did. So,
yeah,
I mean,
definitely.
This time is just for you to apologize to him. And I think I think you've done that.
I don't know. What do you think it would be in this message that he would hear differently than what you have already sent him or already left on his voicemail or that kind of thing? Because he's checked his voicemail. I mean, he's gotten your messages. He's just not responding.
The one thing is, a lot of especially the voicemails that he can hear, I've been very emotional about it because, you know, there's nothing worse than being lonely when you know there's someone out there that you love so much. You know what I mean? And so there've been a lot of emotional messages or things that, you know, honestly might not make sense anymore. But I just want him to hear me as I am now. I'm calm. I've thought this through so much over and over in my head. You know what I mean? A million times for the past month and a half. And I just want him to know that I'm grounded now and that I can see clearly and I know that he's the one for me. And I want him to know that.
All right. So his name is Justin. And you know he listens at this time. So, Justin, Pauline is apologizing. If you want to call in, great. If not, at least you can talk to her after the show. It may help your cause if people call up to beat you up, which is happening. So
that's awful.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Charles, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, how's it going?
Okay, man.
Yeah, I think she's completely wrong. I mean, you know, even she stated how emotional it is for him to propose. So, you know, when she broke his heart and then to go behind him and cheat, that's just like a dagger in the back, man. That's just wrong.
They were broken up.
You can't say that because he was so devastated. I mean, he needed time. You know, if he didn't say, okay, I never want to talk to you again, then I don't think you're broken up.
Well, two weeks without hearing from somebody is kind of a long time, especially if you've been together for years.
All these guys are calling up and saying that she's totally in the wrong. Hey, Mike, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, guys. How y'all doing?
Okay. How are you?
Good. Listen, I don't have so much as a comment for her as I do Wendy and Jen. I am so disappointed in you guys to defend her. You're on a break, blah, blah, blah. I mean, just because you're on a break don't give you carte blanche to go out and do whatever you want to do. If you really care about the person that just freaking proposed to you, you don't go out and do that.
Dude,
I mean, not in 2 weeks. I mean, come on, seriously?
It's a drunken
one-night
stand. And
then for you guys, especially Jen, be the hopeless romantic, to say, oh, well, she was on a break. I mean, that's BS.
I'm disappointed in you too, Jen. Unbelievable.
Oh, well.
Unbelievable.
I feel like I'm in some alternate universe right now. Wouldn't guys be typically taking my side and he was talking like a girl just then?
Yeah, but it happened to the guy. So this is
the role reversal.
It's the role reversal because it's the girl.
Mm-hmm.
But if it were a guy that we were talking to who was apologizing to his girl, it would be flip-flop.
Then guys would say, what are you doing? You guys are on a break.
And then girls
exactly. And then I would be mad at that point. That's what it is. We're just taking up for our own team here, I think is what it is.
Hey, Ray, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, how y'all doing?
All right, how are you?
I want to make a comment on this girl. I don't understand how you've been with somebody for 3 years and it takes you only 2 weeks to hook up with another dude. That makes no sense to me. I mean, you tell everybody you love them, but it only takes you 2 weeks just because you were drunk.
Well, at least you're getting a good snapshot here, Pauline, of probably the same thoughts he's having.
Yeah. I mean, this is kind of helping. And it's all the things that eventually entered my mind, you know what I mean?
I mean,
after I had time to really sit down and think. But, you know, without thinking, I just did dumb stuff. That's what happens when you just don't think and you're emotional and everything's kind of raw and you know, I don't know.
And that last dude probably said the exact same thing he's thinking, too. You're supposed to love me. And in 2 weeks, you can just rebound and get as intimate as you can with another guy. So he's probably feeling like the relationship meant nothing.
Just don't have another rebound in the meantime.
You haven't had a second one, have you?
No.
Okay. I'd hold off on that. I'd hold off on that till he really makes a decision.
Hey, Jennifer, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, why does she feel she deserves a second chance when she's done this on a guy that proposed to her? I mean, if you love him, you should have said yes the first time.
Well, she slept with another guy. She realizes that other guys just aren't as good in bed.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, he deserves way better. If she truly loved him, it shouldn't take sleeping with a guy for her to realize, oh, I want him now.
Pauline, I think these calls are actually going to help you in the long run, because if Justin is listening right now and he's hearing you get beat up, I think you'll get more of a sympathetic card than if we were putting people on that were supporting you. So I think it's a good thing.
And the other thing is, if you could start crying right now, that'd be good.
Oh, don't do that.
Good morning. One more call.
She might need to.
Okay. Hey, Tom, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. How are you doing?
Okay. Doing okay.
I love the show. But back to the subject, I totally agree with everyone else is saying. It happened to me 3 years ago. I was gone away for 3 weeks on a trip and found out by email that my recent girlfriend of 4 years been cheating on me. So it doesn't matter how you apologize or what you do. If you really loved him, you can endure anything and everything throughout the relationship. So I don't see how he can forgive you, or if he even considered thinking about forgiving you, because it's been almost 3 years now, and I haven't talked to her yet.
Oh, dude.
It's something that hurts, but I agree with him, what he's doing right now. You're going to move on. He's going to find somebody better, and you're going to take this lesson, hopefully, and in your next relationship, you're not going to make the same mistake. So
We don't know that. And isn't there like an implied contradiction in what you said? Because you just said if there are two people that are really in love, then that love will overcome everything. Well, if that's the case, then, and Justin really loves Pauline here, then won't this relationship overcome this?
That's true. But the minute you cheat on somebody, there's never been a love involved. If you really love somebody, you would never even consider cheating on somebody. So, you know, love will always be there, but at the same time, just thinking back, once you're a cheater, you're always going to be a cheater.
Oh, dude.
That trust will never be able to be built up again.
Yeah, you're still hurt. I can hear it. You're still hurt, man.
Yeah, that's true. But at the same time, you got to realize that when you move on, you're going to find somebody a lot better.
All right, thank you for calling.
All right.
All right, Pauline, it's out there. I don't know that he'll call us, but if you hear from him, will you give us a follow-up?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Okay. Any last words you want to say to him if he is listening right now?
Justin, I just want you to know again that I've completely realized my mistakes, and I don't agree at all with once a cheater, always a cheater, because you also can say that when you make a mistake, you learn from it, and I'm big on that. And, Justin, you know that I'm big on that. And I just want you to know that I realize I've made the mistake, and I haven't done anything for a month and a half other than work. I come straight home because I don't want to hang out with anyone else. I don't want to, and I hope that you realize that I do love you truly, and that I just wasn't ready. And you know how I can be when it comes to making commitments with anything, even with jobs. You know how I am. But once I do it, I'm committed for life, and I just want you to know that. And if you get this, please give me a call. Please give me a call.
Okay, we will let you know if he contacts us. But again, I think he'll email you before he emails us.
Mm-hmm. I hope.
Well, let us know if he does reach back out to you.
I will. Thank you guys so much.
Good luck.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. I'm with them. I'm so disappointed in y'all.
Oh, whatever.
You
would be on the other side if it was the other way around.
Sometimes I can't even look at y'all.
If it was a guy calling up to apologize to a girl and they were on a break, you would be so on his side.
He was just on board in the beginning of the call.
You can't hear that in her voice. She sincerely loves him.
Well, then she shouldn't have slept with another guy.
Yes, but she's apologizing for that.
Well, some mistakes are just too big.
And they were on a break.
Listen, it's The Burt Show. This is The Burt Show.
We all struggle. Everybody has a struggle of who they are and who they want to be in certain different areas.
Yes.
I want to be a guy that can go out and casually drink and not have to get my buzz on and just go home and sleep. I want to be that guy. I really want to be him. I'm not. I go out, I start drinking, and I can't turn it down. I want to be a guy that doesn't have any time for the Jersey Shore or any of the MTV shows. I'm not that guy.
Okay? You get addicted to those.
Addicted, and it's a total and complete waste of my time. Jen Hobby is struggling big time right now with who she is and who she wants to be.
Really?
Well, I don't know if it's who I want to be, but it's who I've said that I want to be. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Anyway, it's a dating struggle, right? Because I've been single for several months now and dating and enjoying it and really enjoying spending time with different people and that kind of stuff. And I'm continuing to do it. But there's one person that I'm dating that I'm really, really interested in. So, you know, if we're, you know, in a sprint, there's somebody in the lead.
Mm-hmm.
And so, what?
I'm just going to add a little history.
Okay.
Okay.
Jen's history is this, is that she's been married, and the guy that she got married to, she started dating when she was 19 years old.
Yes.
And that relationship lasted until she was...
31.
31. Only dude she'd ever been with. Pretty much.
From 19 to 31.
From 19 to 31. So a lot of formidable years there. They divorce, and she gets back into a relationship with another guy how many months after the divorce?
I'm trying to think. Like, well, there was a time where I dated one of your friends and had like that dating time. Mm-hmm. And then that one was last year, like around like December.
Okay. And then there was sort of like this very.
And then it was like 8 or 9 months.
And it was a serious relationship. Into a serious relationship.
Monogamous relationship.
Right.
Yes.
All right. So she came out of that. She came out of that. And the idea was she came on and she's like, I am going to date like a man.
Dating is a verb.
I'm going to date like a man. And I'm going to. I think we had suggestions. Look, you don't need to tell guys that you're going out with a whole bunch of them, but that should be your attitude. Just go out with a whole bunch of them, and you were on board on that.
And I still am.
Sort of.
Kind of.
No.
I still am on board on that.
Come on.
Melissa just choked on her tea.
Melissa, go ahead, please, because I think
I'm still on board on that.
I love Jen. Jen is a sister to me. But honey, come on.
I'm definitely still on board on that, and I have been. But
look me in the eye and say that again.
I know.
Without fidgeting.
Well, what I'm saying is that it's changing
now
because...
You can't look at me.
You can't look her in the eye.
It's changing now because I'm really interested in one person more than the others.
And
that's kind of what dating is for, right? To like find like, you know?
And you don't want to like screw that one thing up that's going so well and that you can see potential for.
But what I'm saying is in the beginning of these relationships, while it's cool to be excited, you're still allowed to date other guys and be just as excited.
Well, which I am.
But the whole issue is what you want to be and what you are, right? because as long as you embrace the truth and know who you are, then it's fine. And you are a serial monogamist. You are serial monogamous, and you try dating, but you don't like dating. You like being in a relationship better.
Well, I like being single, too. I like my independence, and I like that kind of thing. But I think once you're, I don't know, I guess like once I'm interested in someone, I want to spend more and more time with them because I want to get to know that person better. Because there's like something, you know, really intriguing, or there's the spark there or whatever. And then I think, you know, as things progress and become more intimate, then I think... I have a harder time with continuing to date other people because it feels like you're being unfaithful or something. But at the same time, there's been no discussion of like
being exclusive.
Are you dating other people or anything? There's been exclusive talk has happened, so I shouldn't feel bad about it, but I kind of feel bad about it. But I'm still doing it because I feel like I should. Does that make sense?
Yes and no. But if you were dating like a dude or dating like some of the women that we talked to that have the ability to not emotionally get invested like you do or as excited, then when you started to feel that excitement, you would sort of detach yourself and say, look, I don't want to get really serious right now. Some women will say, I just don't want to be in a relationship right now. I don't want to get serious no matter who comes my way. You're not capable of doing that.
I'm a serial monogamist. I will say that out loud. I'm a serial monogamist. I hate dating. I thought dating was boring. I thought it was shallow. I mean, I'm one of those people that I really didn't enjoy it. Like, when I met Katie, I was going out with 3 or 4 women at once. And I forced myself to make, but Katie was always, as soon as I met her, the one that I enjoyed the most. But I forced myself to go out with these other women because I thought, you know what, this is what I need to do. I ended up with Katie anyway. Mm-hmm. So
for how long did you juggle the 4?
Only like a month or two, because it's like
it's just more than most can do.
But Jen's like saying that's what I'm saying. But I'm admitting I'm a serial monogamist.
Okay, so you're just saying I need to admit it.
I think that you are trying so hard to be something you're not.
You like being in relationships,
and it's okay.
You like the romance of
it,
the connection.
We only fuss at you is because you're giving us an expectation that you know, like, oh, okay, you know what? I'm dating is a verb. And I'm going to go out. I'm going to go. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, tippy, tippy, tippy. And it's like, what are you doing? So it's just creating that expectation.
In this new stage with a guy, I know that you guys are trying to hide the other dudes and you feel somehow that it's not loyal or whatever.
Right.
It doesn't change the attitude of the guy that you're interested in to know that you're still dabbling with other guys. It doesn't change. It makes you a hotter commodity.
Are you sure?
It seems rude to us.
It does seem rude.
Agreed.
Because you've given them this idea that you're into them, and then you start dating somebody else, and it feels like, from our perspective, it looks like mixed messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you don't have to like put it in his face.
Right.
But if it comes up, you're allowed to say, yeah, I've got plans on Friday night. And it will only drive him crazier for you.
Now, really? Or it won't make him offended?
No, it will force the conversation probably. If he's at the same place that you really are or you're hoping to get to, it may force the conversation with like, hey, Jen, so where are we in this whole thing? Have you got plans Friday night with another guy? Is that what we're going to do? And then you take it from there. But he's not going anywhere.
Okay.
See, but I
think know
that,
you don't believe it.
I don't believe it. It's hard because from a girl's perspective, mm-hmm. you feel like
they are going to go somewhere.
Yeah.
Like, if you go and date somebody else, you feel like that guy is just going to drop you, like, in 2 seconds.
I mean, if we're talking, if you're into a relationship for a year.
Oh, well,
I mean, yeah.
Yeah,
but you're still in
this
whole.
All of it's brand new.
Yeah, you're allowed to be your own woman and have dates on Friday nights and next Wednesday nights. And it makes you hotter when you're not available for him in the beginning of the relationship.
I couldn't do it, and I know Jen can't do it.
I know women can't believe this.
I am doing it. I'm just not super comfortable
with
it.
Excited about it.
I am excited about all of it because, I mean, I'm not dating anybody that I'm not interested in. Mm-hmm. If I'm not interested, I'll let you know I'm not interested, or you get the brush off or whatever. So I'm not going to spend time, you know, because I feel like everybody's got busy lives, busy schedules. My friends are very important to me, so I always make time for my girlfriend. So if I'm going to take out the time and date somebody, it's going to be somebody that I, A, am interested in, think is a good person, and B, am attracted to. So, I mean, all of those things have to be there anyway. So it's not that I don't want to spend time with anybody that I've been seeing, but there's just one that's better than
And I don't think one is worse or better than the other, because it just is who, you know, again, the point of the conversation was admit who you are.
Right.
So I think women who can date, that's great. I mean, because I do think there's so many things about dating that can be enjoyable. I just didn't enjoy them, you know?
Right. See, I am enjoying it. That's the thing.
You're enjoying what?
Dating. And dating different people. I have totally enjoyed it. It's not like a burden to me to get dressed up and go out or do dinner or like the new conversations or, you know, I feel like I'm a good conversationalist. I feel like I ask a lot of questions and I'm interested in other people. So it's not a burden to me to do that at all. And like I said, people I'm spending time with, I really want to spend time with. Like, I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, the guys that I've been dating are the cream of the crop. And
how many guys are you juggling right now? Honestly.
4.
Yeah.
Wow.
Here's a little chest bump.
I know. I didn't even know
my
that.
Girl.
Now, are you dating? Are you going out with them at the same amount? I mean, same amount of dates?
No, there's one person I'm seeing much more than the other three.
He's way in the lead.
I was going
to. He's like way,
because
the I was other
say, yeah. way far in the lead.
Because with Katie and the other women, I was going out with them all at the same level.
The same level?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Here's Aaron. Good morning, Aaron. You're on
Q100. Good morning, guys.
Hey.
Good morning. But I agree with your comment that it makes you a hotter commodity if you let the guy know.
Really?
Well, I was dating about 4 guys up until about a month ago, and I was interested in just one mainly, but I still wanted to see what the other guys did. And when the guy that I was really interested in found out I was dating, about 2 weeks afterwards, he actually came to me and asked me to be exclusive with just him.
And that's what you wanted at the time?
Yeah, that's what I wanted at the time, because I was in a serious relationship for 2 years, and mm-hmm. I just don't want to just date one guy. I just want to, you know, have my freedom, do whatever, like Jen said, not answer to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And me and him hit it off really well, but I still was like, well, I don't want to get tied down with anybody, but I really do like him, and I like the time that we'd spent together. And told him that, you know, I have plans these nights. I'm going out with a couple other guys and whatnot. And then about 2 weeks later, he finally came to me and was like, look, I don't want to basically have to share you if I don't have to.
Okay, that's good advice.
But for every call we're getting there, we're getting a guy calling up saying that my advice is bad. Hey, Marcus, uh-oh. Good morning. You're on
Q100. Hey, what's up, man? I just wanted to say that not all guys think that way. Like, some guys, you know, when they're in that, we're like, they're trying to get with that girl, and they really like her. She's dating other people. Sometimes it turns them off. You know, like, I'm a guy that likes to be in a serious relationship, and if I'm dating somebody and they're talking about, hey, I got other guys, it kind of turns me off, and I probably find somebody that's looking for the same thing that I'm looking for. So,
but you're not even in that phase yet. What I'm saying is, by him knowing that you're still dating other guys and not making yourself available, that doesn't mean that you're saying I'm not open to a relationship with you. It's just you saying, I am still doing other things. You're not at the epicenter of my dating world.
Have you turned him down for something and already had plans, or are the other guys there to fill in the gaps when he's not available?
It hasn't been that long yet to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I don't think it's
like
been
you guys
long
are still in
to...
the very beginning stages of this
very
whole
beginning.
Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's nothing wrong with you juggling four dudes. The same way there's nothing wrong
there's
with
the
dude.
There's nothing wrong with anybody doing anything. It's just
admitting it.
Admitting it.
I can't admit it, Melissa. Well, I think what it
it's
is
okay.
I can't admit
it's
it.
All right.
I know
it's okay.
that. I know that I it's am okay. a relationship girl. I know mm-hmm. that I am. And so I've been trying to sort of like break that pattern, you know, because okay. you don't want to be somebody that goes from one to the next to the next to the next to the next. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? You want to like take that time in between and all that kind of stuff. But I'm not very good at
What's
it.
What's the longest time you've taken in between your monogamous relationship? And I'm not judging because I'm that girl.
No, I know it's been like a good, it's been a solid 72 hours at some
point.
It's
only happened twice in my life. So.
Since your divorce?
Like 4 months. Probably 4 months.
Okay.
4 months. And what does that say? The 4 months part.
She's a serial monogamist. Mm-hmm.
This is The Burt Show. It's The Burt Show.
Okay, I know your knee-jerk reaction here is going to be to call up and say, never, 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 never cheat. Never, 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 never. That's too easy. I'm curious if there is anybody listening right now, and we can use the voice disguiser for this, 404-741-Q100. And I'll even say going into this that I'm sure 98% of the calls would be never, 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 never cheat. But that, I mean, if we take 10 calls saying that, not real entertaining. But there's got to be some people out there that think that there are some times where cheating on your significant other is actually healthy for the relationship. Because this is the advice that this dude... God, where'd my voice go, Melissa? What'd you do?
Not my fault.
Rub it off.
Picked a bad time to lose my voice with 10 minutes left to talk about Jeff. Here's how the email reads. I'm a 23-year-old man, and I've been in a relationship with my high school sweetheart for 6 years. Our relationship has had its ups and downs, as any relationship would, but we're still very, very much in love. Over the years, I've had open opportunities to cheat, but I've always remained faithful. I realize that this is the woman I want to spend the rest of my life with, but there's a part of me that's very indecisive. It's reached a point now where she's ready to get married and have kids, and I feel like I'm still real young. We've got all the time in the world, and why not just enjoy each other for now? The advice I've been getting from my buddies is that I need capital letters to cheat. They think that by cheating, it'll help me realize that what I want, whether it be single life or married life. Anytime my girlfriend and I ever try to take a break from each other, I always wind up doing whatever possible to get her back. I know if we break up, that's exactly what I'll do again. Is in this situation, should I cheat? If not, what should I do? I think if we take 100 calls, 100 people are going to tell you you're not ready to get married. Right?
Well, he's obviously not ready yet.
You're not ready. You know you're not ready.
Well, that's what he said. He's not ready.
You're not ready.
But he doesn't want to lose her.
But he doesn't want to lose her. So you can't cheat to stay within the relationship.
No.
You can't have it all ways there. You're not mature enough to be married yet.
Yeah. Right. They've got to just take a break. I mean, he's just got to be honest with her that they've got to take a break from each other.
Or he's always going to wonder one way or the other. Mm-hmm. Although he says every time they break up, he always goes back to her. So he just has to commit one way or the other.
Yeah, he has to make
but
a decision.
Cheating on her isn't going to help the situation, right?
Yeah, I mean, I would be one of those people that would call and say never.
Right.
I mean, because it's not, it never helps. I mean, you think it might, but I think the repercussions are stranger than you expected. You know what I mean?
I think if you had given us a different scenario and she had cheated on him and he was thinking about balancing it out, I do have a friend who had her boyfriend cheated on her and she stayed with him and never really ever got over it and always thought, well, maybe I, you know, She was like, maybe I should have done it back to him.
Revenge
and would have like balanced it out or something.
I have a friend that's been married for roughly the same amount of time that I've been married. And their marriage went through a real rough spell a couple of years ago. And he ends up screwing around on his wife for a couple of months. He never tells her about it. And the relationship, the marriage ended up fine. And he credits him checking out and having this side relationship for making him realize what he wanted and committing, recommitting back to his marriage. His wife never knows about it.
Wow.
And he said it was actually good for their marriage.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
so that's why
crazy.
I'm asking the question this morning. Is there anybody listening?
It's only good because she didn't find out.
That's right.
That's right. But she didn't find out, and he said the relationship is stronger now. It made him recommit, so the infidelity actually worked for him in this case.
And he should never, 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 never tell her.
That now, no.
You better hope like that mistress doesn't tell either.
Yeah.
Ever, ever, ever.
And she hasn't up to this point. So that's really the question is, and we're only going to take these calls, is it ever okay? Does it actually help in some cases to screw around? And these could be dangerous here. Hey, Kim, good morning.
Hi.
Hi, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay, I've been married now for almost 26 years, but a week before I got married to my husband, I did cheat on him. And all it did was he was working out of town, and I went out with a guy that I had liked for a long time. But all it did was make me realize that I did love my husband, and I waited probably about 3 or 4 years after we were married. I told him all about it, and he handled it fine.
And it ended up making the relationship better?
Yeah, for me it did.
Wow.
And it was while y'all were still together? You weren't on a break?
It was a week before we got married, and he was traveling at the time, and I was 17 and scared to death and didn't know if I really loved him or not, but it made me realize I did.
Now, let me just throw this out there. Do you think he was okay with it because he may have done the same thing, and would you be mad if he did?
Good question.
You know, I really don't think I would have, not after all this time that we've been married, because, like I said, it was right before we got married, and we were both so young. I don't think it would really make me mad.
Yeah, I'm with Melissa. Like, if you tell your partner that you are cheating and their reaction is, oh, it's okay, it's cool, you have to sort of wonder, I wonder if they're saying that just because they're rationalizing that they cheated too, and now they feel like it's an even playing field.
They're like, oh, yeah, it's fine. That's off my head, you know?
404-741-Q100. If cheating is okay. Hey, Courtney, go ahead. You're on Q100.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking.
What's up?
I will tell you, my husband and I have been married for 10 years, and before we got married, there was a time period where he would, like, love to just go out and, you know, have fun on the weekends and get some strange or whatever you would call it, and he would break up with me. We ended up breaking up about 4 or 5 times, and the last time he did it, I was just done. I had just checked out, and I was finished. So I went and found his arch nemesis, I guess you would call it, and had a little too much to drink, like everybody does, and we ended up hooking up. Well, after that, about 2 weeks later, he did the normal thing of calling me and asking me if I wanted to get back together and blah, blah, blah. And, of course, I said yes, like I always did. And I ended up telling him about it. And that actually made him propose to me because he realized that that last time was it for me. So I actually do think it helped.
That's like the ultimate gamble right there. Like, if you put all your chips in, you go and you sleep with his arch nemesis, you tell him about it, and it shocks him into it. Yeah.
She was over it anyway.
I felt really guilty about it, so I didn't have, I had to tell him. There was, like, really no choice.
Mm-hmm. So
he was going to find out.
They were on a break, too, so it's not necessarily cheating. You weren't
exactly
in the relationship. So break up and then do what you got to do and then realize what you have.
So technically not cheating.
Technically not. Technically not.
Here is Sarah. Good morning. You are on Q100. Hi.
Hi.
Hey, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
Okay. Yeah, basically, this is my exact situation right now. I have been with my boyfriend for about 6 years, and we are engaged, and I'm only 25, so I kind of feel like I needed to kind of get out there and play the field a little bit more
you
before
do.
I made that huge of a commitment to get married.
You do.
And I just, there was this guy that I had known for a while, and just a couple weeks ago, I cheated on my boyfriend with him because I just needed to know. And actually, it's completely made me know that I need to be with my boyfriend.
Have you told your boyfriend what happened?
No, and I'm not going to.
You're not going to plan on telling him? You wouldn't give her that advice? You would say tell him?
I would say she needs some more time to herself before she gets married.
Yeah, that's why I'm a big old fan of no one gets married till 28. You know, these couples that start dating in high school. I know the romantic notion that we met in elementary school and we dated all through high school. Sounds so sweet. It's the dream. And then college, we were with each other and he's the only guy I've ever been with or she's the only woman I've ever been with. But you can't help but wonder. I think it would be human nature to wonder. What else is it like?
Some people can make it work. Some people have have zero desire to explore or they have zero curiosity. I went to college. One of my sorority sisters was like this. Like, she had zero rebel bone in her body. Like, just didn't have that desire whatsoever at all. And she was with her high school boyfriend. They dated all through college. They're married now. They live in Florida. They've got two kids. Like, everything is hunky-dory. But she just never had that curiosity. You know, some people are just built differently. But if you've got the last caller, if she's got the curiosity now to seek it out, just before, you know, she gets married or whatever, like, that's in her, right? Like, that, I don't know. I just think she needs to take
it. It wasn't
time.
Just curiosity. She went through with it.
Right.
You know?
Right. And that curiosity is going to peek its head again, you know?
Hey, Ashley, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi.
Hey, you're on The Voice Disguiser.
I'm actually, I started it back in September. I reconnected with an old boyfriend and have kind of been having a...
Kind of.
Yeah, kind of. Well, we have slept together since reconnecting. I've been married to my husband. It'll be 3 years in May. And in August, actually, I filed for divorce from my husband. Every time I looked at him, I wanted to hit him in the face with a frying pan.
Okay.
That's a good indication.
That got to a pretty bad point. Okay. Very subtle.
Right.
And so I reconnected with this old boyfriend. And honestly, ever since I reconnected with him, my relationship with my husband has been so much better.
Really? So you stayed with your husband because of your affair?
Well, at first I stayed because I felt really guilty that I, you know, had done something like this, and then...
But you got over it.
Are you still with the guy, the mister, or whatever you call a guy on the side?
Mistress.
Are you still with him?
In a way, yeah. We still
kind of, sort of. If you're sleeping with him, you're with him.
I know. There's a lot of great, either yes or no. Are you still sleeping?
This might be the first time she said it out loud.
Yeah. Are you sleeping with the guy still?
No.
So.
No. It's
come
not
on.
Just a no.
So you guys are communicating with each other, but there's nothing physical
there's
anymore?
There's several ways to be intimate with each other. Are you being intimate with him in any way?
No.
No. Okay. All right. But it helped for a while.
It did, yeah, and I don't know if it was the guilt factor that I could do that or...
Why are you shaking your head like
because
that?
Because this one doesn't qualify. She is sleeping around on her husband with this guy.
No, she's sitting there.
And she's staying with her husband, but she's
I didn't follow that story at all. She filed for divorce, and then she got with the high school guy,
right.
And then she got
right.
back with the husband,
because
but then
of the
she's
relationship.
Still with the high school guy?
Yes, she's doing both.
Confused.
I'm going to take one more call, then we'll move on. We got to talk about you. Hey, Lori, good morning. Oh, yeah. You're on Q100.
Good morning. How are you?
Okay, how are you?
I'm doing really well. I'm kind of torn with this because I grew up in a very, very religious home. My dad was a minister. You don't have sex till you get married, all that stuff. And I waited. But it was back where I'm 44, so it's back where everybody got married at 20 and 19, things like that. And I did. And I married my one and my only. And I wasn't his first, but he ended up cheating. He used the excuse of only being 19. But I always had that curiosity in my head. You know, what would it be like with somebody else?
I think that's human nature.
Yeah, it is human nature. And once we finally did get divorced, because I couldn't get over it. I only found out because they were both my best friends. But
I kind of went wild for a year. And I think that, you know, it's not so much cheating, but I think if you get back in the relationship after you've cheated without telling the other person, there's always going to be that negativity there that I don't know that you can have a full 100% relationship with somebody based on a lie.
So no matter what, if you cheat, you got to come clean would be your advice?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
You're
welcome. I would have always had that curiosity also. I could have never been one that just dated one woman my entire life. There's just no way. I wish I could have been, but actually I don't.
You don't wish you could have been?
No.
Got it. Okay. Yeah. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because it sounds like it's like the dream to be with just one, but that wouldn't have been
like
my dream.
It's like the purity
of
the whole thing.
Here, Bird Show.